I hope we've done something here to sort of highlight the intersected nature of all of these things that all of us are facing, and to put the fire in everyone's belly to continue to stand up for all of the things we're fighting for, but also for our right to stand up for the things that we're fighting for. So let's do that. We've got a couple of really special messages that Mark is going to read to us before singing us out. I hope we can all have a little sing to warm us up again before we go on our way. And we will see all of you on the front lines sometime very soon. Go for it, Mark.
Thank you. Very, very efficient. Woo. All right. Okay, as many of you know, two of our number are not here tonight. That is Brad Homewood and that is Violet Coco, who are right now in prison for taking nonviolent direct action in the name of peace, justice, and a habitable planet. But small graces, we are able to communicate with them on occasion, and so I'd like to read to you statements, letters, messages written by Brad and Violet to thank you and to spread their message from behind those very high concrete walls. And then when I'm done with that, we are going to have a little sing, so I'd like to you all to prepare yourselves. There's not that many of us here, but we would really love it if Brad and Violet could hear us all the way out in the northwest of the city. We're going to sing Solidarity Forever. And so now you know the chorus, if you don't know that song. Okay, so Brad Homewood tells us, "We went into this action knowing that a custodial sentence was a very real possibility. And ultimately, this is a price we are both willing to pay. But that does not mean we think that nonviolent protesters belong in prison. In fact, we firmly believe that prisons are grossly overused, are committed to prison reform in the interim and in an ideal world and in the long term, prison abolition. While we might all come at it from different angles, our collective struggle for peace, justice, and a livable planet is a shared one. And we are at our strongest when we recognize this fact and form strong alliances with those with whom we share a common cause. Or, as the book Beautiful Trouble says, if you're not uncomfortable, your coalition isn't big enough. We both made this personal sacrifice by exploiting our white privilege in a toxic system that is inherently racist and violent. And the cruel irony is not lost on me that I'm a white fella who feels relatively safe in the Koori unit at Ravenhall Prison. This experience has only hardened my resolve and reaffirmed my commitment to our collective struggle. I'm very much looking forward to being reunited with my strong and gorgeous fiance, Violet Coco, happy news, and joining you all on the streets again, because as Martin Luther King said, an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Thank you for your solidarity, from Brad Homewood." And Violet Coco says to us, "This is stolen land. Treaties were never signed, sovereignty was never ceded, and this always was, always will be, First Nations country. If colonization had not ravaged this planet, we would not be in such deep and rising waters. I'm writing this as I serve a 2-month sentence for sounding the alarm on the climate and ecological emergency. Australia is the third largest exporter of carbon emissions. We are the drug dealers of the fossil fuel industry, allowing mines to ravage our precious ecosystems while fat cats get rich, and we, the people, suffer worsening floods, fires, and cost of living crises. As the planet heats up, things will only get harder and more expensive. The scientists warn of civilization's collapse and hell on earth conditions. Yet the fossil fuel industry gets $22,000 a minute in handouts from our tax dollars. I'm sure she'd appreciate it. From the government that's supposed to be serving us while we struggle to survive in the damage that they leave in their wake. The second largest citizens' petition in Australian history was to declare a climate emergency with 350,000 signatures. And the largest is to investigate the media corruption in this country. And what progress has been made on these issues as a result of those petitions? We have asked politely and in the bounds of their rules for decades and have been ignored while we cascade toward an unlivable planet. Now we are in our final hour. We must do or die. We must find the courage to act. As retired New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner of 39 years, Greg Mullins said, "We need to be naughty, noisy Australians." The government only listens to the squeaky wheel. We must find the courage to be unignorable. We must act in proportion to the threat we face. I have been imprisoned for sounding the alarm on the climate and ecological emergency for over a month now, but I am as determined as ever to protect the livability of our planet. We all know I shouldn't be here, that it is a mark of a good democracy that it makes room for protest. We know we owe so much positive change to protest, and we need to protect protest, defend dissent. We need to protect protest because it is the voice of the people. Saving lives throughout history, and now more than ever, it is essential for peace, justice, and a livable planet. However, we know that they will always fight back in the face of losing power and money. So also, my friends, be brave enough to know that this is a battle worth fighting. We are the majority, and we are rising. And she closed her message with power to the people. Power to the people. People got the power. Tell me, can you hear us? We're in the final hour. Power. People. Power. And you remember what comes next, yes? Together we are strong. I know this is a union song, but love the union. We've got some unions here, but we are a larger group. So together we are strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, that together we are strong. Louder. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, for together we are strong. One more time for your Friday night. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For together we are strong. Go well, everybody. We'll see you on the streets very soon.